Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of Cashflow Ninja and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Check out all of our past episodes, along with community resources and tools at cashflowninja.com. By the way, there's over 700 previous podcasts there between Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Investing Secrets. I highly recommend you check it out. I'm very excited again. I've got another fantastic guest, returning guest, great friend of mine. And we've got another great show for you today. My guest today is Josh McCallan from Accountable Equity. I've got to say, knowing Josh and Melanie over the past couple of years and their amazing family and having to spend some time with them, truly amazing people, number one. And number two, what they've created. I saw the vision that they had years ago when I met them. And just seeing this whole thing come into fruition has just been so, so fulfilling to see it happening. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. Accountable Equity, too, just to give you guys an update, guys and gals listening and watching us. Accountable Equity, Josh has been involved finding historic trophy assets in the resort niche and acquiring them way under value. And then, of course, fixing them up, reviving the soul and the spirit of the property, and then having investors participate in those opportunities with that. But that's the one side of it, is obviously the business side. The other side of it is amazing community that they've developed around Accountable Equity. They've learned and grows, which it's something quite unique in our industry. We have a lot of events. We have a lot of investor meetups. We have a lot of that. But Learn and Grow is actually when they have folks come to the resorts, have a Learn and Grow, have a speaker, network, meetup, and so forth. And investors get to actually enjoy, have a steak dinner and have some great wine at their investment and meet some amazing people and learn together. So I just wanted to share that. Josh, always a pleasure, my friend.
Wow, wow, wow. What an honor. And I'm humbled. And if Melanie was here, she would say the same thing, MC. It's an honor to be your friend. And thank you for being an investor as well. And it's a pleasure to be on the best podcast. I hope someday Capital Hacking, the one we run, is as good as Cashflow Ninja. But it's not yet, because we got to give props to those in the community of Cashflow Ninja. Hello, hello, hello again.
Yeah, awesome. Honored to be partners with you guys in a lot of different projects. For folks that are not familiar with Josh and what he does, I will say this. He's been on the show before, and he's talked about a number of different aspects of what he's involved in. So we've had Josh and Melanie on talking about the art and science of a successful resort syndication, how that industry kind of works. That's episode 455. We've had Josh and Melanie talk about opportunity zone projects, which is still a very, very a great strategy. And by the way, they were one of the first people to actually do a fund with the project. So they eat their own cooking, and I love the folks that do that. That's episode 503, and then we've also had Josh on to talk about how to buy distressed distressed resort properties at the bottom of the market cycle, which we believe right now is a great time. Obviously, we've had the economy that we're in, and you know, you buy low and you sell high. He covered that a lot in detail of how he was going to do that in his niche. Josh, for folks that's not familiar and this is their first intro to you, can you just give them a little bit of an overview of what you do?
Well, thank you so much. And for all those listeners, Melanie and I had a phenomenal time in episode 455. You get to see the heart and the soul of what we're all doing here, because what we do is passive investment. We create passive investments, right? Some people, we have a lot of different titles. We're servant leader to a hospitality company. We're president of resorts. But really, our heart is with the investor community that Melanie and I are also. We eat our own cooking, as you said, MC. We're investors with our investors in Accountable Equity. And this community has become, it's really pivotal to everything we're going to be doing over the next 20 years. And we're investing in it with our community, meaning we it's exciting. So Learning Grows, which you just mentioned, MC, there are some every quarter. So the next one's December 11th. Anybody who would like to join us, just check it out on accountableequity.com. But I think the simplest way to understand what we're doing is we call ourselves capital syndicators, which means the capital of a community, the capital of people's passive investments with us, and then the capital of a team. And we look at capital in all those different powerful ways. It's a source of power in a way, capital. And we don't think it just stops with a dollar bill. We think it's a whole big team. And it's the team of investors and how we create community there. But it's also a team of operators that make money with people's money. And we do it in a very, very unique way and a very transparent way. And that's why we have so many, literally, but well over 100 investors now that have joined our community.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I'll just share with listeners and viewers too, that what I've learned over the years is, you know, Josh mentions that the capital and the capital hacking show, and one of the capital is relationship capital, right? And building things from the ground up. If you just focus on people and building a community and getting a bunch of great people together, you're going to do great things. And I think so many times people focus on something else first rather than the people and the community. And that's when there's imbalances and the wheels kind of fall off the bus. But what I've loved to see or have seen firsthand is just the relationship development and building a community out and getting, you know, amazing people into the community, because, you know, it's that old saying that once you get the right people on the bus, now you can go someplace special, right?
Well, and just to thank you for that, MC, it's really, we credit the real estate guys with helping me see this, because back when I was a very successful resort developer for other high net worth people, before we created a community of owners, I thought of it as projects were the most important part of an investment. But, you know, the Learn and Grow at first was about explaining what we do. Then it became about adding value to the investor themselves as they enjoy the assets and the projects. Here's what I'm about to say. It was Russell Gray who said, do not forget, if you're a great operator, or if you want to be a larger great operator and raise capital, you must recognize that the activity of raising capital is in and of itself a whole nother industry and deserves an entire criteria of values, of team, of operating transparency. And that's why we created something called Accountable Equity. And, you know, it became ultimately, I see that this is our greatest calling is yes, we know how to put teams of operators together, as we're about to talk about a bit. But if you don't start with the investor, their needs first, why are they even looking at passive investing? And what is the key? And I, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's the key decision to make when you're a passive investor? Is it multifamily, self-storage? Is it the asset evaluation? Probably not. In passive investing, it's probably the operators. You know, because truthfully, Warren Buffett, if we gave him any type of industry, I think he would succeed because he put a team together of operators. So it's not so much that he's going to tell us I'm buying a train company right now. And we're like, well, trains are old fashioned. No, we don't worry about the trains. Worry about the team. Turns out he was right, you know? So that's what I realized. And then I said, wait a second, if we're going to be capital raising over the next 20 to 50 years, we need people to get to know who we are. And that's where the idea was. And I don't say this in a negative way. I say sometimes we realize we're in a big interview. It's like any investor who wants to invest with us. We see how transparent that is. And maybe Wall Street forgot that 100 years ago. But when you buy the stock, you're looking at the team and you're saying, I trust the team to execute on their plan. There's kind of like so many layers that we don't even think of it that way. But in private investing, drive right up to the property and talk to us.
MC Lobsterier, the creator of the Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Coach at Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate infinite banking with their business and investments. To learn how you can create your own banking system to turbocharge your investments and business in 30 days or less, go to yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. For listeners and viewers out there, what you just shared is the number one thing, because we always share how you are your number one and greatest asset, right? The human is the asset. And when you're evaluating passive investments or leveraged income investments, the operator and the team is the asset, because you could pick, I mean, you could pick a multifamily building and that's just a multifamily building, but you have the right operator with the right team, with the right business plan that can execute on that business plan. Now you've got an investment that's an asset and not a liability. So I think a lot of folks, you know, and it's just human nature, because that's how we've been marketed to by Wall Street, is shiny objects. Hey, this is the rate of return and brochures and that kind of stuff. That doesn't really matter. Deep, if you really want to be a successful investor, it's the people. And Buff, you know, you mentioned Buffett, all those guys, they all know that it's the people, it's the team, it's the vision, the business plan, and the ability to execute on that. You know, one guy that obviously is a ninja at raising capital is Elon Musk. Why does Elon have the ability to raise a lot of capital? Because they know what he's done. They know the projects that he's involved in. They know that the team around him. They also know that he's executed successfully on other business plans. Just look at what him and Peter Thiel did at PayPal. And then, you know, so that he's got a track record. It's the human and so forth. So all those things are super important. And this brings me to my next question, Josh. There's obviously been a lot going on this year. There's a lot of reflection and there's a lot of evolution of thought and ideas that you and I have shared. What were some of the ideas and philosophies that evolved for you this year?
I hope that those who are driving around, we joke sometimes on our show about you're driving in your Tesla and you're like, woo, this is some interesting stuff. I hope you guys are hearing the heart. We have such a great heart for each other's business, because I learned so much from you, and the innovations of 2020 came from the cash flow education. I'm a big avid member of your community, Cashflow Ninja. I'm on your new platform too. And one of the biggest things that changed in the year 2020 is, first of all, we all went through some adversity. And so remember back to the idea of come visit us or anybody you want to invest with. 2020 is a great year to say, how did they get through it? And I'm not saying we were perfect. We're definitely not perfect, but we were scrappy enough. And I made a joke with our investors the other day. I said, we're revenue hawks. We're out there figuring out how to create revenue with whatever lemonade we have to gin up. By the way, we sell alcohol, so we can put gin in a lemon. Just kidding, guys. But we found a way, you know, long story short, we found ways with our resorts to make money this year, even with Corona. And there's something Cashflow Ninja taught me. And that was this whole idea of whole life insurance and creating a vehicle to harvest your own banking. Remember that principle that we're all so familiar with now after listening to over 550 shows, actually 650 shows, because this is the 650th show. We've learned from MC, and by the way, Melanie and I put our money where our mouth is and put in as much capital as we can through the program with MC, because it's true and it's 200-year-old strategy. And what we learned from that strategy, guys, is to build your own banking system. So when I sat back from that for over 2 years of getting to know you, MC, and your community, I thought, wait a second. The whole idea of cash flow investing through whole life insurance is that you need cash flow generation to harvest and get double value out of your leverage mechanisms. I don't want to get into all your business plan, but so I've realized resorts and the things we operate are very high transaction businesses, very high. Millions and millions of dollars flow through this business monthly. On occasion, monthly, at least quarterly. And over the course of the year, lots of millions. And a lot of that millions goes to banks, not only in the form of mortgages, but in equipment and solar and all of these unique ways where we're writing checks, right? Or to the power company is another great example. Right now, we write massive amounts of money to the power company because we do generate a lot of electricity usage. And what if instead of paying them, I could pay the investors a high yield? Was the first question 2 years ago. And that evolution became a real maturing for Accountable Equity, because Accountable Equity never said all we do is buy resorts. It said we are accountable with your equity, and we're a community that creates passive investing vehicles as well as education for our teams. So we've designed passive investing opportunities with us through Accountable Equity that are massively powerful for investors. At the same time, we're lowering our daily checks or our monthly bills to the power company, to equipment rental companies, And we're doing it in a way where we're making our investors wealthier. It's very powerful, right? So if our first value was to make sure our investors, who are our first guests, right? We serve hotel guests and restaurant guests and wedding guests, but our first guests are the investor. What if we could give them multiple opportunities, not every opportunity is for everybody, where they can make wealth off the things, off our byproduct? And there's just so much there, MC. And I know this is what you've been probing for 5 years with the greatest minds in America, of how not to waste effort and how to sell your byproduct and generate wealth from waste. It's like we're like the great recycler of wealth. So that has spawned an entire line of investing where we immediately pay cash dividends on things we call the EIF. And we chose the name and the branding to help Americans who were brainwashed into buying ETFs, right, with Wall Street, to say, wait a second, there's just one letter different. EIFs are efficient income funds. So efficient income funds, and I don't want to monologue, I just want to tell you how excited I am about all this and how so excited the investors are that have already signed up to join us.
No, and I'll just touch on that too. Here's a lesson for listeners and viewers out there. So one of the things that was very interesting for me to see personally, as I get to learn a lot about the business, businesses that Josh and Melanie runs, and see the resorts, was there was a lot of checks going out to equipment companies. And I remember when we had that discussion, I was like, this is incredible. And, you know, I remember like when we were going back and forth, and you're like, there was an epiphany too, that what if we become, you know, as part of our business model, we actually buy the equipment, lease it back to that. And, you know, there's cash flow. And now instead of the money leaving the big pool of this specific investment, it all stays inside there and keeps growing. So it's a cash flow leak is what we talk about on the show, right? Always look at cash flow leaks for your personal economy and business economy. That was a huge cash flow leak. The same with the energy and the efficient energy, which we'll get into in a second. So for folks listening and watching out there, there's always things that you can do better, you know, and this is something, by the way, that's not, it's just not one time and it's done. It's, I try to do it every month. I'm like, where am I leaking? Where's my business leaking? Where am I leaking in my personal economy? Where are things that are slightly not efficiently or completely inefficient that I can tweak or maybe reposition to make more efficient? And this was a great, I mean, here's a great, example of just the equipment leases from resorts and hotels and so forth. It's staggering, the amount of payments. Now all of a sudden you reclaim that and you position it, and as you mentioned, now the investors get to benefit from that.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint, followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
I've always talked about the game of money, and the game of money being taxes, being debt, being leverage, and so forth. So, and the rules of the game of money is the tax code. And the tax code simply is a series of incentives, which real estate obviously has a lot of tax incentives because it provides housing. The same with resort investing and in those niches. There's a lot of really, really great incentives which incentivize behaviors of investors to position capital in those assets. Part of this is, and this is just the way in which the world is trending too, is that we're moving towards more energy efficient resources. So there's a lot of incentives there from a tax standpoint. Maybe, Josh, if you could just share a little bit about this environment or this space and the solar kind of niche, because there's a lot of stuff happening there now.
Yes, and it's it's a privilege to know that we were kind of 2 years ago we started the research. Right when we bought the property, we said, you know, what is this myth of solar? I thought it was a myth at first. So you who are listening might be skeptical like I was. You know, you see fast-talking salespeople say, buy a solar package and we'll give it to you for free sometimes for your house or whatever. All these different schema. So at first I dismissed the first 10 presenters who came to meet with us at the property. And by the 12th presenter, I met a really strong operator who installs, who does it all over the region and the country. And he was much more educated than everybody else. And he explained it to me from the equipment component, why investors want this equipment. And I said, well, I've always heard the tax incentives for rebates and all that stuff can go away in a week. And he and I got to brass tacks and we said, well, what if we strip away those things called energy renewal credits? And what if the government changes their mind on all that? Is it still worth it for our business to buy solar? And at the time, I hadn't thought about how investors make money on solar. It was still worth it because it was like a five-year investment for a 25-year production. So I thought, well, there's a lot of math there. So if this is a deep dive for those passive investors. Remember, we all benefit, you, me, and the accountable equity people, you and the wonderful projects that are multifamily. We all benefit if we increase the NOI of our underlying assets. And how do you do that? By lowering energy costs, by lowering any bills. The lower it gets, the more the NOI goes. And then you take it to the bank and they give you a multiple of your NOI and say, you're worth now $5 million more. Off of just a saving of $500,000. So you're like, well, then the game should be increased revenue, but also lower bills, right? It should be a math project. Well, when I realized that solar was going to de facto improve the value of the property 5 years after paying it, you know, the fifth year after you pay it off, you now have no more bills for that portion of energy. I thought, well, this is an NOI generator. This is stopping a leak. Well, then the last 2 years went through and we saw this incredible awareness of the country for value investing and impact investing. And solar, of course, will always be a positive impact on the environment, the physical environment. And so you take those values, you're a business operator, your goal is to get the money back to the investors to protect their assets. So you're saying, well, there's clearly an economic benefit to us. Forget all the credits. It's almost like those are sugar and we can have the sugar on top of the cake. But if the sugar goes away, the cake still has eggs in it, right? So I have no idea why I said that, guys. I hope that made somebody laugh. But so even if the credits went away, we'd still have the energy and the equipment with depreciation. And so then you and I, of course, are in this great community with David Zook. So you put the education that I got from Dave Zook, who was my mentor in a way. He's the one who taught me about Real Estate Guys Radio and learning how to do ethical syndication. He's been a friend of mine for 8 years, and he's taught me all these things because I watched him. And then he taught me about buying ATM equipment. Remember, that's the fund that so many of us have invested in, hundreds and hundreds of us, where we're buying a piece of equipment called an ATM machine for cash flow and depreciation. And he explains it so well. Don't worry about the fact that it's selling money and a fee. That's the technical work that an ATM machine does. Just be an investor in a piece of equipment, get depreciation with the tax incentive, and earn a monthly check. And boom. Hundreds and hundreds, millions, $40 million flooded into that in a couple of years, maybe more now. And I realized he's onto something. It's the equipment, stupid. It's like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton says it's the equipment, stupid. So I'm like, wait a second. We lease equipment. What if we could give that tax incentive to our investor? What if we could create a monthly check to our investors with high yield and principal reduction, cheaper than what I would pay Mr. Lease Company, but yield that's incredible and they can't get anywhere else really, and give them 100% tax depreciation. It's amazing. So for those of you who are new to this whole world, this is like the Tom Wheelwright tax-free wealth, you know, Bible. He basically says, follow the tax code to lower your taxes. Don't trick anybody. Don't play a game. The tax code says right now, buy cash flowing equipment, and be, you can depreciate it, which means your passive income can be, in a sense, eliminated. So if you have $50,000 of passive income from rental properties or whatever this year, and you buy $50,000 of ATM machine or any equipment that makes money, those should balance each other, and your tax professional can help you realize that you just saved all that penalty of earning 50 grand you saved it by something magically called depreciation, which Tom Wheelwright says is the magic of depreciation, because you're owning a piece of equipment that's making you money, and the government lets you say it's worth zero. So they call it a paper loss, not a real loss. So a lot of stuff was just said, guys. Hold on to your Teslas. It's not as complicated as it sounds, and I'm sorry we're breaking into the IRS code, but if you really sit on that for a minute, and I've put hundreds of hours into learning from CPAs that strategize, but if you just sit on that and realize that the government's going to let us invest in these pieces of equipment as partners, the equipment will generate its cash flow, and the government will also let us take the loss this year in 2020. That means our 2020 taxes go down, which means we have more money to invest in other things or buy properties or buy more investments. So now we're, like you said, that's the way the wealthy do it, right? They keep their money making money instead of giving it to the IRS.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just to touch on what you just said, and Tom Wheelwright says this all the time over and over, that the tax code is simply, and the code is it's a really thick book if you want to print it out, big stack of papers, but essentially all it is here is all the ways that you can eliminate taxes legally, because we incentivize behaviors that is good for everyone. So that's why business owners and entrepreneurs get favorable tax treatment, because they create the jobs in the United States where we live. That's why where you position capital is important. We touched on life insurance because it's the bedrock, the foundational pieces that keep society together in the event of catastrophic loss, especially for families, right? So it provides stability. So there's incentives to position capital in there because it serves everyone that's involved in the community. Then deploying it into cash flow assets such as multifamily, such as resorts, such as equipment and so forth that generates value for society in a whole. You play that game over and over, and all of a sudden, you're doing the right things, the behaviors that are incentivized according to the tax code. And now all of a sudden, you get to keep doing more and keep more of your own money. You know, there's no tax loopholes. It's just a tax code. You know, do what's in there. There's no tax hack or, you know, loopholes, as I always say. It's just do what they want you to do, you know, and contribute to society in a meaningful way. And you get to be the primary beneficiary of that. That's what the very successful investors have figured out. And this is a phenomenal way to do that. And then also, you know, that big light bulb moment that we had looking at the resort business. This is another way of now money that is left the property or the investment is now all of a sudden you're the banker. You have now become the banker and reclaim the banking function, utilizing another different vehicle to do that and keeping that stuff in house. So think of your investments, your properties, and so forth, of how you could do the same.
My friend Brian Page has created a cash flow machine generating over $100,000 in 6 months without owning any real estate. His system consists out of renting properties from property owners and renting them out on Airbnb. His system is so simplistic, it can be managed by virtual assistants and yet so effective and powerful that it predictably generates cash flow every month. Brian and I are hosting a webinar where he shares his system and how it generated over $100,000 in 6 months for him personally. You can access this life-changing webinar at cashflowninja.com/BNB. This is one of the greatest cash flow opportunities I've seen since I've started my podcast. Again, the URL is cashflowninja.com/BNB.
Let's talk a little bit about the solar fund. EIF. Love it. And share a little bit more about that.
Sure. It's a little more broad than solar. Just I'm excited to tell you that these are, you'll see there's a Roman numeral one next to it because it took us 2 years to design it with consultants. But there will be one every year for our investors. It's almost like we create a list of opportunities for our investors and they can choose to join us. It's a way for you to lower your taxes at the end of every year by buying cash flowing equipment. And you get checks immediately. You know, basically about a month after you invest, you're getting a check, a sizable check that is basically repaying your invested capital as well as offering you high yield interest. So back to solar. Solar is a major component of it. It allows us to have even in, you know, beyond tax depreciation, there's another tax incentive we pass along to investors. Don't want to get into all the weeds. We can send you out more info on that. But solar is a core component right now because we are major generators of consumption of energy. It's a very large portion of our budget. It's also part of the environment that we're all concerned about. So we are winning on three levels, we say, with this project. We call it the Efficient Income Fund, efficiency tripled, or, well, what is that, cubed? So E3, we always say it's efficient for the environment and energy reduction, because not only are we buying solar, we're also changing the equipment in the building to take half or a third of the load that we used to use. So we're kind of winning on both ends, right? We are buying equipment that goes in the kitchen that cuts the energy bills. By the way, that's what we do. We produce food and feed America. So it's energy efficient. It's tax efficient. It's magically tax efficient, according to Tom Wheelwright. And it's efficient for the operating business. So that's just a bonus to anybody who owns our operating businesses. What a win-win-win, right? Your business is de facto going up in value because we're lowering your operating costs.
You also have to, and this is what I would say to folks too, this is a critical time to have conversations with a tax professional and your tax strategist to figure out, and we've always shared the philosophy, this is a 12-month game, the tax game, and you need to figure out where you are, have proper financials and statements in place, and have proper projections so there's no surprises towards the year end as we're getting closer to that. But essentially, the conversations that you need to have with them is where you are, where you project to finish, and what you can do to be more efficient and play the tax game better. One of the thoughts that I just had, Josh, is a lot of folks might not have the real estate professional designation status. So this is something, and I like what you've done here too, with a separate entity. So it's not just part of the real estate, which is then a real estate one, but it's a separate investment. So ask your tax professional too how that plays in, because that'll help you significantly reduce taxes and generate cash flow at the same time, even without being a real estate, you know, having a real estate professional designation.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, the real estate professional designation, boy, you have a very educated audience, don't you? You really do, because you've heard in my explanation, I kept it a little simpler, and we always say the good news is even if you, I'm sorry, this is going to be a little deep dive. If you are a high passive earner, so not only do you perhaps you have a W-2 and you're a great active earner, but you also own assets that yield passive returns to you. Well, this has the potential, if you invest a certain proportion, to eliminate the liability you have on your passive. It doesn't have the potential to eliminate your active income. Sorry for the deep dive, everybody, but I think you can talk to your tax professional and you'll understand. So I had somebody come to me and say, well, wow, that's amazing. We're going to earn up to 7.5% immediately on a monthly distribution plus principal reduction, which means your check's enormous every month. That sounds great. And it's probably going to be tax efficient, where I'm not going to really pay much on all that yield. But what about if I don't own any passive assets right now? What if I'm new to the game? I learned about questioning Wall Street. I'm a high earning professional and I don't have the passive assets yet. Well, you know what I said to somebody? Because if you have passive assets, the IRR on this is in the like 25% level because you're saving taxes right now. So that's considered part of the IRR. But I don't even get into that. I just talk about a high yield cash flow. Well, somebody who's new to this, who's been eating up the Cashflow Ninja, eating up real estate guys, and learning that, wait a second, I should build wealth now that has cash flow now, like you always say at the beginning of your show. Well, you bank all your passive losses this year. So say you only had $25,000 of passive income this year, which would be great, but you invest $50,000 with us. Well, you're going to bank the other $25,000. Or say you have $5,000 of passive income and you buy $50,000 with us this year, you're going to bank $45,000, which means you're going to get it next year and the year after. It doesn't go away. So you're basically hoarding up tax savings for next year, because you and I know that we're hoping our listeners become aggressive at acquiring assets, like Rich Dad says, that throw off passive income. Because even if you're at the beginning of the game, this is going to help you. If you're mature, like a guy like Cashflow Ninja, this is like immediate, like he can save tomorrow. But you yield and you save. It's a very That's a lot of deep dives, everybody. Tom Wheelwright can give you the rich, robust background on that if you ever want to learn from him with Tax Free Wealth.
Absolutely. And just a disclaimer, Josh and I are not a tax strategist or CPAs. We don't play it on YouTube or on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. So definitely have this discussion. These are just simply ideas. The goal here is to get the mind going and thinking about possibilities and thinking about your own situation and equipping you, if that's a word, that, or maybe I just made it up, with and empowering you to have proper conversations with your tax strategists and CPAs and ask good questions and challenging them. That's the goal of all of this. So have those conversations with qualified professionals. And number one, get a tax strategy together. It's going to be, you know, if we look at what's going on globally, just not in the United States, and I know we have listeners everywhere around the world. If we look at what's going on globally because of what has transpired this year, the printing presses have been running nonstop. As eventually somebody's going to have to pay the tab for all these wonderful, delicious meals and drinks that we've had together. And that's down the line. So you're going to have a tax strategy in place. Otherwise, you know, quite frankly, you will be crushed in the coming, you know, decade, 10, 15, and so 20 years. So this is phenomenal stuff. Josh, for folks that are interested in learning more about this and learning more about the other things going on at Accountable Equity, but specifically the EIF project and learning how you structured and wanted to just learn more and find out more about it. How can they get in touch or how can they reach you?
You know what? I think the simplest way is just to go to accountableequity.com, spelled out two words, accountable equity, just like the name is the mission. Well, that.com, it's right on the homepage. If you have any interest, you can just click it and we send you the package. The nice thing about this is for those of you who are dabbling, it's your first passive investment. It starts at as a low 10% buy-in. $10,000 buy-in. If you want to be a first investor, you do need to be accredited because we talk about it publicly. So it's an accredited investment. All that can be explained on our website. But and then you are incentivized to invest over $50,000 by having higher yield. So it's up to you. There's increments there. You can have up to 7.5% yield immediately. And we mean immediately. We put this right into our monthly checks that cut out. So it's not, you're not waiting for a big balloon payment or anything like that. It's your principal and interest immediate reduction. The longest your money will be yielding is 7 years, but it's 5 years. But we'll also pay down your principal faster. We hope to be fully paid back your principal in less than 3 years. So our goal is no more than five, but less than three.
Awesome. Any parting words, Josh?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for everyone who's listening. And thanks for letting me be part of a great community with you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time with us again on the show. Thank you, Josh, for always just providing so much value for our community and our listeners and our viewers out there. If this is your first time that you're listening to my conversation with Josh, I would highly recommend you go to cashflowninja.com where you could listen to more conversations like this, as well as other conversations. There's over 650 of them with other Cashflow Ninjas such as Josh at cashflowninja.com. And until next time, my friends, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.